We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Ches Sif Tes. Akum Shabbishah L'Shabbos Shul Choyla. If Akum cooked on Shabbos on behalf of a person who's ill, Hataf Shul Osva Matzah Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, after Shabbos, that food may not be eaten, Afilu Choyla, even for the person who's ill, Im Ef Shabbataf Shul Acher, if we could get him a different food. The Kalim Yesh L'Hater, as far as the utensils that were used to cook that food, they could be used achamei slayis after 24 hours, even though they weren't kashered. Sifyot beitzah, an egg api shirui l'gamachaya, even though it could technically be swallowed raw. Mikim malkum kivin dezav arak achilai deitchak, since this is not the regular way that one eats. What, that's not the regular way that one eats eggs. In Bishla Akum, therefore, if the Akum cooked the egg, Osur. We can't call Kyotzbaza any food like that. Sifir Aleph, Perishal and Zbashal B'ilam. If you have fruit that did not get ripe, called Tzorchan, they're not completely ripe, Ein in the Cholim Chaim, and they have fruits that are not eaten raw, Eli Deitchak, some that are not really edible. The only way to eat it is by roasting them, frying them in sugar. There is a problem of bishlakim. However, a fruit that is normally eaten raw is, and just this particular one is not that ripe, there's no problem bishlakim. There is also no problem of bishlakim and sugar, even though sugar is cooked. But sugar is not eaten by itself. It's not considered a machal, that's oila shulchan malachim, a food that's eaten by a dinner, because they're just an ingredient that you put into the food. People don't eat sugar alone. And candy as well, even though candy could be cooked in its preparation, but candy is not considered a food that's oila shulchan malachim, and there is no problem bishul akum. Sheikh shotfu v'shotvash, beer made out of grain, hops, or out of honey, noigim b'heta lishtois. The custom is to drink it afilu b'bayis, even in a place shemoichrim oisim akum, where it's sold by akum. Vein b'mishim b'shulei akum. There's no issue of bishul akum because that tfuah b'teila b'mayim. The grain is really a minor ingredient. It's mostly water. Rak shetrichen lachkor. What we do have to be careful about. Apparently, sometimes when beer was made, they used wine sediment as an ingredient. In a place where, unfortunately, people are not careful with the halachas of wine of an akum, some should stay away from beer. Coffee, regarding drinking coffee, b'lei cholov, dem cholov, when we speak about the milk, as we're going to speak in a moment, vadi osur, if it's not cholov yisrael, became chocolate, v'tei, etz lakum, or drinking cocoa, or tea, shemin nafshi, yachik esatzmoy, somebody who's careful should try to avoid it, v'yesh matir m'derech harai, not on a regular basis, avaderech kviyas osur, but the meaning is that there is no problem a bishul akum on a coffee. But I saw a very interesting story. Even though there is no bishul akum issue, there could be a kashrus issue. And I saw that in the city of Kashitsa in Czechoslovakia, there was a famous coffee factory that had the kashrus of the rav of the town. When the new rav of the town came, his name was Rav Shaul Brach. He asked his children, his son-in-law, to be the mashgiach on that factory. And one day, he himself came to see the factory. And he inspected everything in the factory. And there was a room that was closed. And he asked the owner, the manager of the factory, that he'd like to enter that room and see what's doing in that room. And the manager, owner, told him, no one ever enters that room. It's a locked room. Only I and certain employees may go in. And on the spot, he removed his hechsher. He says, if there's a room that I can't enter, I as the one who's giving the hashgacha can't enter, and I can't know everything that's going on in the factory, I cannot give hashgacha to this factory. Sif Yud Gimel, Cholav Shechol V'Akam, milk that was milked by an Akam V'Ein Yisrael Re'eyu and was not seen by a Jew. One may not make even cheese from this. Because we need to be concerned if there were some non-kosher milk mixed in. A Jew should be there at the beginning of the milking, and he should make sure that the vessel, shakli hunaki, the vessel into which the milk will go, is clean. They used to have special pail for Chol Yisrael. But if you have non-Jewish workers who are milking the cows in a Jewish farm or Bedir Shalai, come up and base Akam Mafsik, where there's no non-Jewish home in between, and there's no concern about non-kosher animals being there, Muta lafil chatchila nichan lachloiv, we could allow them lachatchila to milk the cows. Aval and base Akam Mafsik, if between where the milking is taking place in the Jew's home, there's a base Akam in between, then Tzorch Shei Yisrael Sham, then you need a Jew to be there. However, Vafil Kato Ketana Bnei Tosh Shonim, even a young boy or girl, 9 years old, Sagi. And this opens up the question, if there's a place where there's no non-kosher animal, and particularly as Ramosha speaks about, where government regulation prohibits non-kosher animals to be on a farm that has cows that are used for milk, there's a question if there's an issue of Chol Yisrael. Chasam Sofer was very machmer. We know Rav Moshe was lenient. Sif Yudal Gvinas Akam Asuris, Akam cheese are usur, because we need to be concerned that they used animal rennet to make the cheese. Vim Yisrael Roya Chaliva Asiyas Agvinas, if a Jew sees the milking and the production of the cheese, If the cheese at the time of manufacture belonged to a Jew mitaris, if at the time of production they belong to a non-Jew asuris, but most poskim are of the opinion it doesn't have to be belong to a Jew; it has to be supervised by a Jew, and the Jew should be the one putting the rennet into the cheese, to coagulate the cheese into the coagulate the milk into cheese. Sif Tezvav Hachema butter Talia b'minig makaymus. It depends on what is the minig. Yesh makaymus enoichem chema shal akum. Then places that are careful they don't eat butter manufactured by an akum. Yesh makaymus enoichem soy, because butter cannot be manufactured from non kosher milk. If somebody goes from a place where the minig is not to eat it, the makam shalach l'masai, to a place where people do eat that type of butter, even though it is his intention to go back to where he comes from, he could eat that butter while he's in that place that eat butter. If you go from a place where people eat it, the makam shalach l'masai, to a place where people don't eat it, you shouldn't eat it there, and you shouldn't even bring cheese from where you come. You shouldn't bring butter from where you come to such a place. But then concludes the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch case nishma. We now hear shemizayfin esachem of shum and chazer that they somehow are able to mix into the chema lard. You shouldn't eat butter without being properly supervised. Simon Lamates. So as the Mishnah Brura in speaking about this halacha says that if somebody is going to eat a meal, the best thing to do is not eat before the meal. The only time you should eat before the meal, because it only, as we're going to learn, opens up questions about brachas, a bracha before the meal, a bracha during the meal, a bracha after the meal. Only if your meal is not ready, or it's a food that you want to eat before the meal to get your appetite going, then you should be allowed to eat that food. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, HaRoitz Lecha Kodim Tilas Yadayim. If somebody wants to eat before washing, Dvarim Shirech L'minim Elu B'toy Chasuda, foods that you're going to eat this type of food during the meal as well, Ben Shen Dvarim Shetrichon L'varach L'aym Toy Chasuda, whether these are foods that are the type of food that if you eat during a meal, you have to make a bracha, you go in Paris, like a separate bracha, go in Paris, like fruit, Ben Shen Dvarim Shein Tzarech L'varach L'aym Toy Chasuda, or they are foods that you don't make a bracha when you eat it in the middle of the meal, kigayim mini liftin, different dishes, or mini kidneys, different beans, with tapuche adama, potatoes. The kainim writes lishtas eze mashka. If he wants to drink some, the chutz mini yayin, kaim telsidayim, he wants to drink this beverage before he washes, the gam b'toich asuda yishtem, and he's going to drink this beverage also during the meal. Yesh b'ze machlokes apayskim, in madvarm sh'ochol ha'shasu kaim telsidayim, if the foods that he ate before the meal, niftarim b'perich samazin, the b'perich samazin that you say after the meal, will that cover those food? K'moshin niftarim elu sh'ochol b'teich asuda, that we know that food that you eat during the meal, certainly b'perich samazin covers. Oy, sh'elu sh'ochol b'kaidus nitim daim, or those that you eat before you wash, ain't niftarim b'perich samazin, maybe b'perich samazin won't cover them. Okein, yesh l'mnoim azeh, To avoid this question, the best thing is v'layoych v'layish t'mehem, don't eat or drink k'shim b'chai bracha achroina, rak kaidim asuda, or if you want, eat them or drink them only before the meal. And then before the meal, v'yvarach bracha achroina, make a bracha achroina on them. And then be careful, v'layoych, don't eat that type of food, v'layish t'mehem, don't drink that beverage, b'toych asuda during the meal, and like that you know you haven't done anything wrong. But if you didn't do this, and you ate this type of food, and you drank this type of beverage before the meal, you didn't make the bracha achroina, you should make a bracha achroina on these foods during the meal, or even after you say birch samazon, you still have to say bracha achroina on those foods. If you also ate during the meal this type of food, so after you say birch samazon, you should eat eat or drink something that has the same bracha achroina as this food, and then you make a bracha achroina on the food that you ate after your meal, after birch samazon, and that will cover, lift the gam mashachol shasa, anything that you ate or drink before the tilas yadayim. There are many achroinim, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, that says when it comes to drinking, the halacha certainly is that whatever you drank, if you drank during the meal, then birch samazon will cover it, and there is no need to make another bracha achroina, even if you drank that food, that beverage before the meal.